Good morning, this is Jack Llewellyn from the Chamber of Commerce, and for all Chamber events, you can simply go to durangobusiness.org. I'm here with Bree from Bree's Bridal Boutique. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
You know, I am doing just fantastic. No complaints, and you know, you helped make me look good for our Durango Rocks. Thank you.
You're welcome. That was fun.
I got my tuxedo from you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and it's funny because I never knew there were so many selections of tuxedos.
Yeah, there's quite a few, but I mean, not as many as wedding dresses, but definitely quite a few tuxedo.
Yeah. Well, first off, where are you located with Bree's Bridal?
Out by the hospital in Three Springs at 258 Pioneer Avenue.
Okay. And you're next door to the yoga place.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cayute Yoga.
Yeah. And kind of where you're, I'm going to say the second phase of all the apartments out there.
Yeah. That's
kind of
a
give
good
a proximity.
Description. Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool. And you've been out there almost a year.
Almost. Right, as of a year? February 15th.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
So how'd you get into the business?
So I've kind of always known, but I went to school, like for college for apparel design. And then I ended up coming out here to create a bridal shop, but I love clothes.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's your passion and in your blood, so to speak.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. So when I got my tuxedo, I was amazed when I walked in how many bridal gowns you have. And then you even told me you've got even more in the back and prom dresses.
Right. Yeah. I mean, we got to have options. Every girl's got something a little different. And You never know what detail is going to be the it factor for you.
So what? How does a bride-to-be even begin the process? What do you recommend?
I mean, when when you first get engaged, it's all excitement. So I get them at the fun time. But it does take approximately like 4 to 6 months to get a wedding dress in once it's ordered. Because that's when the designer starts making them. Like, they don't have them in stock.
Okay.
And we don't have them on rack for you to purchase. Those are just like samples you try on.
Oh,
but like, yeah. So when you get started, the first things you need to do is like your wedding dress and your wedding venue, because you got to book out.
Right. So far in advance. Well, you know, I used to own Ico Sound way back in the day. So I had it 24 years ago or whatever, ran it for 10 years. I always joke and say, thus the hearing aids, listening to loud music for 10 years. But, and that was one of the things we would talk about, you know, okay, you obviously got your DJ. Have you got your location? And usually by the time they talk to me. But the dress process is quite the experience.
Yeah, I mean, it's the most exciting part for me anyway. Uh-huh. Like, I think all areas are exciting, and everybody in the industry will tell you that there's different areas that it, like. But for me, it's clothes. Like, I don't know, that wedding dress is the one thing you get to wear once. It's a really, really exciting thing.
So, and what's the process? Should somebody just, obviously, they need to book an appointment, because I know you block out, you told me before, 2 hours to spend the time and go through and make that experience unique for the bride.
Yeah, it's definitely preferred that appointments are booked, just because it gives each girl an opportunity to have the boutique to themselves so they can dig their dresses. We only do truly only have one fitting room, and you want to be able to like leave your stuff in there, get in and out. It's all about the experience. So it's really helpful when you have that time to yourself instead of doing peer walk-ins.
Now, can they bring, you know, the mom-in-law and all the bridesmaids and the entourage?
Yeah, anybody that you feel is like necessary for this experience. Uh-huh. Some girls are super non-traditional too, and even bring their fiance. It's just a matter of who you feel like needs to be there for the appointment.
And then, you know, if they don't even have an idea, obviously with all the different designs you have, I want to say I'm doing the quotation mark on the rack, but, you know, they can come in and look and say, ooh, I like this, and, you know, get an idea. Or do most brides come in and have an idea what they're looking for?
Absolutely not. I don't think that most girls have gone through a wedding process before. We're all kind of new to it.
Yeah.
So when you walk through the door, it's kind of more like, show me what you're looking for. If not, like, we'll start narrowing down the process, because There's a system to it to help you kind of get an idea, but the best way to start is to just start putting them on because you never know what's going to look good on you.
Sure.
Because on Pinterest, you might be like, oh, that's amazing, and it looks good on that model, but you put it on, you're like, oh my God.
that's not going to fly for me.
Yeah.
So are there latest trends in the, you know, in the bridal world? I mean, are there, yeah, and I don't know all this stuff, from strapless to this to that. I mean, how do they decide?
The trends are a little different because there's things that girls dream about when they're young and sure. they kind of grow up on them. So there's definitely trends, but they're not as drastic as the rest of the world.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they can come in and, you know, and obviously that's why you're there, is to say, okay, well, let's start with some of the ideas that you might have in your head, whether it's, and I'm making this up on the fly, so bear with me, you know, is it lacy stuff? Is it a long train? Is it, you know, sequins? I mean, how do you start with that?
It all depends on the girl. Obviously, we all have kind of a vision, like if we wanted a form fitted or we uh-huh. want a fuller, there's like 5 different styles that you can get into, but we kind of categorize it based on slimmer, fuller, because I wouldn't okay. expect everybody to know the terminology by any means.
I was going to say form-fitted. You lost me even there.
Yeah. Body. Oh, tied to the okay. body is uh-huh. instead of like flaring out from right. the body.
Oh, okay. And then with prom dresses, so prom's going to be coming up, and should girls start thinking now about prom and coming in and checking them out?
I mean, I did. yeah. I was definitely that girl that shopped ahead because I wanted to find the dresses, just because proms, their trends go quickly. And then once those styles are out, they don't bring them back in the next month.
Right.
So for me, I always did. But we do have prom in stock. I think we have mm-hmm. over 50 dresses.
Oh, okay.
Because I love wow. prom. I truly love prom. But I think that for girls that come in, the biggest thing for us is we don't should have a duplicate. So we order all of these dresses, and this year we got brought in plus, so we have 00 to I believe a 28 is our biggest size.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. So we have all of it.
So you got everything in between.
Yeah. And then the idea is that if you find one that's not in your size, we ask that you go alter it, just because we don't want to order in another one, so each girl has the opportunity to have their own
unique.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. Wow. And it's so funny because I'm looking at you and I'm thinking when you say, you know, prom was, so, because you're pretty young.
Yeah.
You're, you know, you're a new business owner. And what's been the greatest benefit being a business owner? And then I'll also say, what's the biggest challenge?
Benefit-wise, I think that it's getting there. There's an end goal. There's always like a light at the end of the tunnel as far uh-huh. as like it'll accommodate for the lifestyle that I hope for later. But it's also like I'm very kind of a control freak. Like I'm really big about detail, and I like to be able to like I know it works and we're trying it. As far as being a business owner, because it's new, I think that's with anyone. It's a learning curve. Like anything right. from writing a business plan to sales tax to all of that, it's just a learning curve.
Sure. And the challenge is the biggest challenge is that learning curve that's in place.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you yeah. think you got it until you're like a couple months in, and every new month you're like, okay, here we go.
I didn't see that one coming.
Not at all. It's not stuff that you factor in or think about or even fathom.
So who are usually worse, the brides or the moms?
I think that I get them at the very beginning, so they're the most happy and the yeah. most full of joy. Sure. And it's just obviously everybody has their own thing. I think that brides have their own like style as far as stuff, and mm-hmm. then moms are just like, it's their little girl, it's their pride and joy. So
yeah.
for both of them, it's just really exciting.
I remember one time DJing a wedding, and a dad of the bride walked up, and he was from back east. And just started going off on something. And, you know, I looked at him and said, well, with all due respect, this isn't about you. It's about your daughter.
Yeah.
And I need you to calm down. And this is what she's requested. And this is how I'm doing it based on what she wanted. And he's like, well, I guess you do things differently out here. And he went on, and it was so funny. I'll never forget his. The bride saw this happen, and she walked up and said, everything okay? You bet, no problem. And by the end of the night, guy walked up, and he said, I owe you an apology. You obviously know what you're doing, and you made it special, and I appreciate everything you did. And it was funny because he was not happy that I was having, I think it was the cake cutting first, you know, before the dance or something. And I was like, look, we arranged this. And it was because they wanted the photographer in and out, so to speak. Didn't want him hanging out till wee hours of the morning.
Well, so. Yeah, and we absolutely all have our own vision. So you never know.
Right.
Sometimes they're on the same page and sometimes they're not. It's just a matter of how it goes forward. But honestly, dads are fun. So if brides, if you want to bring in a dad, that's honestly one of the best appointments, just because dads get more emotional
See their daughter and be like, aw.
Yeah, you wouldn't think so, but dad appointments are really fun. So girls that bring in their dads or dads that are willing to, it's always really fun.
So if somebody's wanting to set up an appointment, whether it's for prom or a wedding, how do they reach out to you? Where do they find you?
It's preferred phone call. Phone calls are always quicker and easier, and I can kind of go over everything with you right away. But you're more than welcome to obviously email me. Facebook, I know, is a really big option. And then I have more access to Facebook throughout the week when I'm not at work.
What's your email?
It's brides@breedsbridal.com.
And that's Bree as in B-R-I.
Yes, sir.
So one more time.
brides@breedsbridal.com.
All right. And I'm going to say 'tis the season is coming up. And again, turnaround time. I mean, that's what's interesting. You said 4 to 6 months.
Yeah, it does. It seems a little ridiculous. I know that some people look at me like, what? Because it does seem high. But the idea is that, honestly, we just don't have them in stock. And then they have to come from the designers.
Right.
They start making them. There's a lot of work that goes into building a garment. And it's not done. Like, obviously, it's a sewing machine. But most things are produced by a big machine.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas a wedding dress, it's all technically hand done. A person has to monitor
it.
Yeah.
Right. Wow, I learned so much with all of this stuff. So, you know, plan early, ahead, set the appointment, and prom's right around the corner. So head out to Breeze out in Three Springs.
Yeah.
And also, I know you're on Facebook.
Yes, sir.
And you can check it all out. What's your phone number?
The store's number is 970-903-8587.
All right. And what have I forgotten to ask you? We got another minute we got to fill.
I don't know. I mean, like I said, there's a lot of questions when it comes to this kind of stuff. And I think that's with any area, because there's a lot when it goes into catering and the venue and flowers and photographers and all that kind of stuff. And I know that venues and us are some of the first people. So even if you just have questions about like a cake, feel free to give a call and we.
Kind of a pseudo wedding planner.
Well, we have a lot of references. We know all the industry, and sometimes it's a lot to swallow.
Well, and I remember some of the things just when looking at when my stepson got married, and it was just funny because they're like talking about things, you know, from the cake to the colors to the flowers to this to that, and I was just going, I am so glad I'm remote. I'm 10 states away, and I just have to show up. It was amazing. I mean, it was crazy all the stuff they had.
Right, the little details, the stuff you don't really think about, because there's like the big ones, and then the stuff that you're like, oh yeah, I also need a garter, and I also need to think about where mother-in-law is staying or that kind of stuff. Like, it's a lot to think about.
And then all of that stuff. Now, let me ask you this. Have you ever then been invited to a wedding? I mean, after you helped out the bride, they say, you know what, Brie, we want you at our wedding.
So when I was working in the industry out in Portland, it happened a little more often because you become part of the bride's experience.
Right.
But out here, because I'm from here, obviously, part of my clientele I either grew up or know or something,
sure.
So I probably was invited to the wedding.
Well, I'm glad you're invited, because one of the things I found is people would say, hey, you're invited to our wedding. Oh, and by the way, can you DJ it? Like, sure, that'll be my wedding gift. Yeah, I'll just do it for free. You
sounds
know?
Good. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, once again, Breeze Bridal Boutique out in Three Springs, and your email?
It's brides@breezebridal.com.
All right. And the phone number one more time.
970-903-8587.
All right. Well, thank you for coming in.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And ladies, don't forget, get out there to pick out the prom. That's right around the corner. And then also plan ahead. You know, 4 or 6 months. I keep thinking, wow, yeah, you got to think ahead.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's hard to wrap your head around.
All right. Well, we'll let you get back to your office.
All right. Thank you.
Have a great day. We got to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat.